Yeah, good to see you, everyone. How's it going this week? No one don't want to answer me today? Okay, please open your mind, please. So, I'm very thankful to God to see your safety because as we know that the big typhoon is passed in the Philippines, right? So God protected the APNTS, thanks to Lord. But many people got suffering because of the big typhoon, right? We are the Christian and we are a pastor who have a responsibility of the kingdom of God. So we have to pray for them. And if you have the chance, we have to help them, right? So before I start my my testimony, I want to pray for you. Let's pray. Father God, today we gathered here to worship you. We believe in your providence, love, and grace. But sometimes, some bad situations that we cannot understand are happening around us. Now, there are people who suffer from typhoon in the Philippines. We believe that God will help them and comfort them. And Lord, also your faithful children is here. Please give us the heart to help them. Heavenly Father, please listen to this worship. And receive our spirit, and receive our mind, and receive our praise, and receive our compass. And through this worship, we glorify you only. And please, you lead us to your will. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, you know, I like to play soccer, right? Because so I always play soccer every week. And you already knew that I am a very professional player, right? If I did not decide to become a pastor, maybe I am the soccer player in the South Korean national team, right? Because I'm a very good player. Because I know how to play the soccer and I know every rule, like Adi. That's why I'm coach. I always lead our soccer player. But I have a very funny story. I have a best friend, Emmanuel. He's a very terrible player when we play soccer. So no one wants to play with him. But you know? But he took 28 goals in the soccer. I just got 3 goals last week. How come? He knows only 2 rules. The first rule, trust my team, trust my friend. And second rule, just I found the ball, just kick. He doesn't sit anywhere. He just, if the ball is here, if someone pass, he trusts a friend. Maybe he understand me. And he just kick. And fortunately, he got a goal a lot of times. Wow. In the same way, guys, today, I want to give you very big evidence and very perfect preaching and good preaching for you. And I want to give you very high-class theological teaching. Of course, I cannot. Because I'm just a normal student, right? We have a lot of professional professors here, right? So if you want to study more theological teaching, please go to their office. They always open their office door, right? They're very merciful people. So please don't expect me to take the high-class theological teaching. I cannot give you. But I know the 2 rules in the Christian life. The first rule, I always trust my eternal friend, the Holy Spirit, right? And I have a second rule. If God give me the chance to preach the gospel, I just take and just go. That is my rule. My name is Jinjun, and Jinjun mean is just go. Yeah, it's right. So sometimes the Korean people use my name. Oh, you just go, because your name is Jinjun. Jinjun is just go. Today, my sermon title is Do Not Be Afraid of Failure and Weaknesses, and Fix Our Eyes on Jesus. Actually, my sermon title is Do Not Be Afraid of Failure and Weaknesses. But Mom Sherry advised me, you have to take a more sentence here. So that's why I add fix our eyes on Jesus. Yeah, so this is my sermon title. Many people want to control me. Yeah, I obey that. Yeah. And today, I would like to introduce the one person in the Bible. He is the Mark. Who is the Mark? Do you know that? Did you graduate to Sunday school? Right? Who is the Mark? Mark. It is a seminary, right? Yeah, I believe you already knew the Mark. Yeah. I believe you guys already know who Mark is. I have a question. Do you have your spiritual model in the Bible? Of course, Jesus Christ is our first model, who is our Lord, who is the Savior. I mean the second. Do you have your own spiritual mentor and spiritual model in the Bible? I have. Especially Mark is my spiritual model and spiritual mentor. Mark is a faithful believer and a good servant of God, right? We already knew that. He appeared many times in the New Testament. But, you know, if you are a faithful seminarian, if you are a good student, if you read the Bible every day, of course not, right? But if you read the Bible every day, you know who is the Mark is. Guys, we believe that Mark is the very faithful Christian, but in the Bible, he appeared many times, his failure, his weaknesses, you know? He's a very weak man, very weak young man. I want to share my testimony, but before I share my testimony to you, I'd like to introduce Mark's life first. Next screen, please. Oh, can you see that? Okay. The first, Mark's background and family. Who is the Mark? Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. Wow. He is a cousin of Barnabas. Some people say he's nephew of Barnabas. Is that correct? I'm not sure. Yeah. Some people say he's the cousin of the Barnabas and he's nephew of the Barnabas. Who is the Barnabas? The Barnabas is a great missionary in the early church with Paul, right? We already knew that Paul is, and Barnabas is a great missionary in the early church. So maybe Mark's family believe Jesus Christ well, and he, many people know the Mark because he is the nephew of the Barnabas. Do you know who is my uncle? Do you know Dr. Im? Yeah, Dr. Im. So, 3 years ago when I came here, everyone knows me because I always with Dr. Im. Because Dr. Im is very famous. At the time, I was very poor student, but many people knows me because I always stay with Dr. Im. Same things. The Mark always stay in the Barnabas. So maybe many people knows him. This is just my guess. And Acts chapter 12, verse 12, when this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of the John, also called Mark, Mark John, where many people had gathered and were praying. According to this scripture, we can guess that Mark is not a poor people, poor person, right? So his family may be rich because they have a big house, can gather the many people, and the Bible say, many believers gathered his house and have a worship and have a praying in their house. So maybe Mark is the rich man, I think. And Mark chapter 14, verse 15, he will show you a large upper room. The large upper room is Mark's house, maybe. Furnished and ready, and make a preparation for us there. According to this scripture, at the house of Mark, Jesus Christ had a lot of supper with his disciples, right? So I think when Mark was a young man, he always watched Jesus Christ, and he always heard Jesus Christ's teaching very closely, right? So Mark's background is, at the time, early Christians usually gathered in Mark's house, and Mark's mother, Mary, always welcomed and served many believers. And Mark's family is faithful believers and a worldly family with a large house that can house many people. Therefore, he would probably have learned the faith from his mother, Mary, and listen closely to the teaching of the Jesus Christ. And he would have had a relationship with many Christians and apostles. Perhaps Michael was a faithful believer in Jesus Christ. But the scriptures say, for this young man, Mark has very shameful failures and weaknesses in the New Testament. Even his background is Christian, and he listened to the Jesus' teaching many times, and he has a lot of friends who is the believer, good believer. But Mark, he has so many weaknesses and failure in his life. Next screen, please. Let's see Mark's failure and weaknesses. Mark chapter 14, verse 41 to 42. He wrote to himself this story. A young man, very nothing, but a linen garment, was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. The elders say, Mark, who abandoned Jesus and ran away naked. When I read this scripture, I cannot understand why he came out without wearing. Even he doesn't have underwear. He just covered like linen, like maybe this blanket, maybe. Why? He doesn't have anything. It does not matter, sorry. And anyway, when Jesus arrested from the army, Michael ran away naked to avoid being arrested by the people, by the army, like Jesus Christ. So Mike got a title. Mike is coward. He's a coward. Very big shame. He had a great shame. He's a coward, the young man. Yeah, also Peter have the same experience. Many disciples have the same experience. Yeah, we can accept it. But after he experienced the resurrection of the Jesus Christ, and experienced the Holy Spirit, promised that Jesus would give, he rose again. Maybe he got a courage again. Okay, before I ran out from the Jesus Christ, but I can rise up now because I have a Holy Spirit, so I can do it now. So he rose again. But according to the scripture, he again took courage and left the mission trip. When he got the courage, he decided to go to the mission trip with the apostles Paul because he got the courage from the Holy Spirit again. So he decided to preach the gospel along with the apostles Paul. But with his weaknesses, he experienced another big failure again. Acts chapter 13, verse 13. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga in the Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. The John is the Mark John. He went on the mission trip following Paul, but soon he gave up his mission trip. As I said earlier, the Mark was born in the worldly family, right? I guess he spent his childhood without any difficult and any financial problems. Maybe everything is the plenty. And he would have lived like a flower in the greenhouse during his childhood. So how could he endure that hard mission trip? Scripture say he could not. So he escaped to his home without enduring a difficult mission trip. Now, he has become another title, betrayer, coward and betrayer. He was a coward who ran away from Jesus Christ, right? And second, he became a betrayer who had abandoned his friend without enduring the hardship. Who can trust Mark at the time? Who can be wanted a friend with the Mark, right? He's the coward and betrayer. Maybe everything already knew that. And another weakness is failure. This is third. Acts chapter 15, verse 37 to 38. You already knew this famous scripture. Barnabas wanted to take John, or it's called Mark, with them, but Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in the Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. Paul say he's betrayer and he don't have the patience. How can I trust him? It is not a wise thing to take him again. So Paul and Barnabas start the argument. Paul and Barnabas were very good partners each other, right? However, because of Mark, they made argument with each other. Paul did not want to take Mark, who gave up his responsibility in Pamphylia. But Barnabas, he wanted to take his nephew, his cousin, Mark. Eventually, finally, they left for different ways. They had a broken relationship because of Mark. Guys, now Mark has three bad titles. First, what? Coward. Second, betrayer. Third, relationship breaker. He's very poor, and no one can trust him at the time because of his weaknesses and failure. I think, in my guess, Mark wanted to do well, right? He would have wanted to be great evangelist of God, like Paul. He was not an evil person. He's a good person, yeah. And he had seen Jesus Christ since he was a child and was a faithful person who loved for Jesus Christ. He would have wanted to do well, but he failed many times. I guess he was tired of the shameful title he got. Three bad, shameful titles. He would have been frustrated. Maybe he would have been afraid of failure. Perhaps he wanted to give up everything. I cannot do that, so I have to give up. And he would have known his weaknesses through his failure experiences. He lost everything. I think maybe he blamed God. God, why create me like me? Next, hear my testimony, finally. Yeah. Guys, look at me. I am like the Mark. 3 years ago, I came to APNTS to study MDiv degree. Maybe, did you see me 3 years ago? Yeah, old professor, not only professor, yeah. Sehan, why did you not raise your hand? Yeah. 3 years ago, I came here to study MDiv degree. I had a very good dream then, you know? I studied English well. I studied English every day. And I wanted to graduate from school early and start my ministry for the God. That is my dream. But 3 years ago, I failed the TOEFL exam twice with a very terrible score. Please don't say my score, Dr. Cunningham, please. And at the time, I have a sponsor who is from the Church of the Nazarene in Korea, not Dr. Im. And my sponsor who helped me, someday he emailed me that he could not longer help me financially. He started to send money for me. I was very desperate at the time. And because of my weaknesses, I failed many times. I lost my courage because of bad situation. So that I gave up everything and decided to go back to the Korea. Guys, at the time, I really wanted to do well. I have a big dream. I want a good minister. But I failed, and I lost everything at the time. lost all hopes. I wanted my dream to come true, but my weakness, my failure has crushed me. At the time, I asked God, Father God, why do you give me such failure and sufferings? This dream is for you, not for me. And I wanted it to be a spiritual success. But now I have to give up everything. Lord, have mercy on me. After a few days, I have grumbled against God and blamed God for a while. And after a few days, after 2 weeks maybe, I remember, I just gave up everything. Just calmed down my mind. Yeah, I stopped the blame to God and calmed down my mind. And I thought that at the time, if this is God's will, I have decided to obey God's will. And I was ready to go back to the Korea. Yes, God, if this is your will, of course, I have to obey you because I'm your son. I'm your servant. Okay, I will go back to Korea to follow your will. However, when I decided my mind, sorry, Dr. Konimia, I told you again. Dr. Konimia already knew that. Suddenly, amazing situations happened to me. Just 3 days before I returned to Korea, I got a call from the United States. The person who contacted me was Pastor Lee Hyun-hoo, who is the Dr. Cunningham's disciple. Yeah, Lee Hyun-hoo. He asked me if I would work in the United States. I was so happy to hear that, and I was shocked. Of course, I want to go. I told him that I would go to America without hesitation. Pastor Lee Hyun-hoo advised me to get married. You have to be married. Why? Just to marry. Just got married. That's my rule. Okay. So I married according to his advice. Of course, I love my wife. She's there. Okay. I lived with my beloved and beautiful wife. Thanks God. We work and live together 2 years in the United States, in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is a very big, terrible country. Yeah. There is nothing, only farms, so many farms. Yeah. But I got a peace, at the time. And during 2 years, I learned English through my relationship with my friend. Most of the people is white men. A white man is... I got a lot of friends at the time, so they teach me English without the payment. And I work hard and made a lot of money because the United States salary is very good. Let's go together, after finish graduating here. And 2 years later, I came back to APNTS. And that year, I passed the TOEFL exam. And I have one boss, sorry. Last semester, I got all A, and I got a president scholarship. Woohoo! And I am your leader. Thank you for choosing me. Sorry, this is not bossed, guys. This is my testimony. And I realized why God gave me failure and weaknesses. In my opinion, it's not theological teaching, in my opinion. First, God gave me a valuable experience through failure. And God won't give you failure, more good experience through your failure. Do you believe that? He gave me a better way, more best way, through my failure. This is a wonderful story. If I had not had experience of United States, I would not have been good at English, right? And I would not have learned Western culture. Now I understand Western culture. And thanks to my failure, I was able to marry my beloved, my wife. And I solved all my problems in the United States. Second, through my weaknesses, God made me to depend only on God. You know, before I experienced this failure and weaknesses, I never read the Bible like you. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, because it's bored. So I always want to play game, computer game, and play the soccer. This is more make me happy. But now I'm changed. When I experienced God's providence, I read the Word of God every day and pray God every day, almost 2 hours and 3 hours. Because I know my weaknesses, so I need God's grace and His guidance, His help, the power of the Holy Spirit, who always love me, who always lead me, who always protect me. I entrust everything to God, and I surrender everything to God. I give everything to God, Word of God. If I did not have the experience and weaknesses of failure, I would not have gotten these two things. Okay, let's go back to the Mark's story. Next. Mark also experienced many failure and became aware of his weaknesses, right? And he fell down because of his weaknesses and failure. However, our God, our holy God, who is always full of grace and love, did not give up Mark. And God shows his plan to Mark, who realized his weaknesses. God changes Mark's experience and weaknesses of failure to training and spiritual growth. The providence of God who transformed the failure and weaknesses into the training and growth. Let's read the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, send you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. When Mark fell down with his weaknesses and failure, God gave Mark a good teacher. He's the Peter, who have the same experiences like Mark. Mark was trained by the Peter and rose up again. If he had not returned to the Jerusalem, if he did not betray the Paul, if he didn't experience his weaknesses, he would not have been trained by the Peter, right? God gave Mark a good teacher to overcome his weaknesses. And he was declared a spiritual son of a Peter. He got a new title. He has only three bad titles, right? Coward, betrayer, relationship breaker. But now he got a new good title. Mark is the spiritual son of a Peter. It's a very wonderful title, right? The Peter is the leader of the Jerusalem. So most of the people respect the Peter and serve him. So that time the Peter say, the Mark is the my son. It's the very big title for the Mark, right? And very big comfort from the God. Second, Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. My fellow prisoner Aristarchus send you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of the Barnabas. You have received the instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Now he restored his relationship with Paul and gained a new title. The Paul say he became a person who received from the Abraham by Paul's name. Paul say accept him and welcome him. He was welcomed by all believers. His new title is a welcome person. He got a son of the spiritual son, Peter's spiritual son. And second, he's the welcome person. Very wonderful. And last scripture, 2 Timothy verse 4, chapter 4, verse 11. This is our main scripture today. Thank you for reading, Adi. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he's a helper to me in my ministry. Mark became a pastor who was recognized and called by the poor. He got a new title again. He is a recognized disciple. When he experienced his failure and weaknesses, he fell down and he got a bad title in his life, right? Do you have the same experience with Mark? I have. And we already knew that we have a lot of failure and weaknesses, right? My lovely friend, do you know, when Mark rose again, he write the book. Do you know what is the first book in the New Testament? First gospel in the New Testament? Not Matthew, that is the Mark. Mark is the first gospel book in the New Testament. He wrote first first gospel in the New Testament. Yes, that's the Mark's gospel. Mark also got a new title. He is the author of the first gospel. So he got a four good title. And the Mark gospel has been fully conveyed to us until 2,000 years later. Next. Finally, conclusion. Yes. My lovely and dear my friend, we have a lot of weaknesses, right? We are not strong. And sometimes we fail, right? We are very weak. But do not be afraid of your failure and weaknesses. Through its failure and weaknesses, God will make you stronger and more bold. And always obey God's will, guys, and the word of God. God has a wonderful plan for you. Do you have a bad title in your life, like Mark, like me? Yes, we have. But do not worry about it. If you depend on God, God will transform your bad title into an amazing title, like the Mark. If you have already experienced it, we'll pay homage to your experience. If you are in a difficult situation now, if you have a problem, if you have some financial problem, bad situation, and if you have a lot of weaknesses, if you fail the English exam like me, don't worry about it. God already prepared a wonderful plan for you because He loves you and His love and grace never change. Thank you very much.